How's it going? Tak, więc chciałem zadać pytanie, I'm sorry, I'm serious. Pizza do rege moed jest szabie w der Chilucho. A behemo moed jest ale kedar kod szabie. So it's chazara, so we're going to go a bit faster. Anyway, I'm just pointing out the points that we should be coming out with second time round. So Kate the Reg Moed is the Shabbat the Hiluka, Bahim Moed is out of Gedak in the Shabbat. There were two ways how to learn these lines of the Gemara. Is it one statement or two? Two Mahakas and Tesis as well. Is it one statement or two? Do you read it as Kate the Reg Moed is? In which way is the regular mood? Why do you consider a regular mood? And the answer is the Shabbat b'derech hilucho, because naturally as it walks, it breaks things. That's why it's characterized as a mood. The mood is something which does something naturally, not out of the blue. It's something which is to be expected. In which way is the regular mood? Because it breaks as it goes along. A behemah moedes, in which way is the behemah mood, which is the repetition? La'alech kedarka l'shabbat. It goes and it breaks in the normal manner, which is a repetition. Two things saying the same thing, and that's addressed by the Gemara. The other way of reading is like this: in which the gather what do we say regarding what do we say regarding the mood? There breaks as it goes along. Regarding the following: the behemoth is moored, as it walks, it breaks. So that's the second way I had to learn it. It sounds, I don't know what's answering exactly, but the question ends at the word hilucho. We learned on daf the Mishnah earlier. What daf was it? The Dalai and something like that, no? Tezvo. We learned that this verb, the behema is a word lahale. A regal moed is the shabbat b'derech hilucho. We learned that this verb, the regal moed is the shabbat b'derech hilucho. Tell me what's negeya for? It's negeya for the following. The behema moed is lahale kedarko for the shabbat. The behema is a word to go on its way and break. So this sounds almost a question with an answer saying the same thing. In which way is the regular mode to break is? Answer is the main is the mode to go and break as it walks. That is going to discuss another way of learning this. And it's an answer to the first line of the mission. So we'll see when we get to take the time to read that. So two ways of learning it for the time being. We'll go with Rashi for the time being. Kate the Regan Moedes, the Shabbat b'derech hilucho. Habehemah Moedes, which is Behemah Moed, Lala Kedar for the Shabbat. So let's see Rashi. Kate the Regan Moedes, Kalema b'maha Regan Moedes, in which way is the Regan Moedes? The Shabbat b'derech hilucho breaks as it goes. Kalema b'kach Moedes, Kishem Yishabderes, Derech hilucho. It breaks as it would. Behemah Moedes, in which way is the Behemah Moedes? Yeah, exactly what we've been discussing. Rashi's come to say, Kate the Regan Moedes is not coming to give me an example. Tell me an example of a Regan Moedes. But rather, in which way does it manifest itself in the word? And the answer is, the Shabbat B'derech Hilucho. This way it manifests itself in the word because it's teva is to break as it walks. Yeah, the normal case says it's give me an example. Give me an example of whatever you want to talk about. Here's an example. It's in which way does it manifest itself as a mood? The reason why it's got in the mood is because it's teva is to walk as it breaks. I'll give you an example of what happened. It's teva is to walk as it breaks. Right? It's also difficult to talk. That Rashi is going to counteract Tosis Pshat. It's the second Pshat. So key to the Regan Moedes, Kaloima, the Meh HaRegan, in which way does the Regan is a Moed? The Shabbat B'derech Hilucho. That's ready the answer. Kloim bekar imoedes shemishaves derchilu. Veim imoedes gemar kapar vegemar. I know again. I know it's the same question twice. Hotanele v'shava derchilu. Yeah. Hoisa meva'etes. We haven't done it yet. Back to the mission. Hoisa meva'etes. If it kicked, yeah, sure. Why did I mention in this Mishnah? If it kicked. Very good. And even though it's Karen, because it was Mishnah, it was Kavana, even though it's Karen, it's still in this Mishnah because.
It's
sure saying because it got through with feet. That's what Shura is saying.
We're dealing with brother. You might have thought that it's regular, but it's really not because it's caring because it's something that's
right.
Either drinking and shrimp or streaming or regular as it's not usual.
Yeah,
it's not so, usual for it.
You're saying what Shura is saying. Yeah, Shura is saying that it's regular, it's kicking with its leg, it's compensated it in regular. It's a nice shot. Tosfos has a different shot. Since we're talking about Chatzi Nezek Tzuris, so we want to talk about something else to do with Chatzi Nezek as well. We're about to tell us the din of Tzuris, which is Chatzi Nezek, so it tells you also the din of Chatzi Nezek of care. But what you're saying is a good shot. We'll take it in that way. It's a good shot. Tosfos from the head and Tzuris was kicking. Tzuris were getting kicked out from under its legs. That's what I mean. It never is an all. Going to all the shelter means all. I remember it is. It was kicking. Yossi is asking later on in the Gemara. We learned there's two shelter in the Sinai in the Gemara in the Mishnah. What's the two shelter? I remember it is. It kicked. That while kicking, Tzuris got kicked out. So did it kick and damage with the kicking? Or when it was kicking, it kicked up stones. That's one pshata to read the Mishnah. Another pshata to read the Mishnah says it was kicking. Or it was walking normally and Tzuris got kicked out. Two pshata matanah. Both ways are all. Oi means all. So the question is, the Tzuris v'natzin, is it similar to what we were discussing till now, that it was kicking? So either it kicked and it damaged with the kicking, or it either when it was kicking, it damaged with the kicking, or it was kicking and it kicked up the stones. That's one matter. Now the one is, it was kicking down to the kicking, or it was walking on in Suez got kicked down.
Remember the word and?
No. What do you mean? Tell you the can mean or the can mean and. Sorry. Oin is or. There's no doubt about that. But you have the two ways of running or see? Okay. It was kicking, that's clear.
Yeah.
What happens when it kicks? It broke. No. It kicked something. It kicked the vase and broke it. That's number one. Oi means or. So far, same whichever chat you go.
That kick is legging?
Can.
So that's a big issue here. Yes. So it wasn't bringing it. So I know you brought up that because cutscene doesn't, but we just said, it's not legging. So why
are you bringing
all of a sudden
candy? Yes, that was a difficulty. An answer that it was just bought in, I got.
Okay, but the Schroeder's came from a knock on the stand of walking, the Schroeder's came from the care, which is terrible. Should you be fired for that one? Should throw me?
No, right. One second, right. So I saw, it says it kicked and broke the bars with kicking. Terry, nothing to do with your angle. So it's a discussion, so I gave an answer, then you got a different answer. Why did he mention him? Oi means all. Men oi, Tzuris menatzin tachas aglel. Tzuris menatzin tachas aglel means one of two shots. Here comes two jobs. Either carry on a little my kicking, and this time he kicked up stones, and the stones broke. So those stones broke through an act of kicking. It's one shot, or nothing to do with kicking now. Or it was walking normally, and the stones kicked up, and the stones broke. Tricky. That's the two ways of the, either continuation of the kicking, or is it a completely new case?
Yeah.
Right, so the Gemara is talking about it. What was the maskar on the Gemara?
I think.
Well, I didn't have a shot. Didn't know which one's right. Yeah, take it. Anyone saw Rashi?
There.
Here?
Here.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, so what did Rashi say here?
It's regular.
Rashi, here, it's the common shot. Interesting. The Gemara there's got something about it. Rashi goes on one of the shots. Let's see, Rashi. How is the name of Aetis? Shino use it. It's a Shino. We told them to kill. Therefore, no more than Chatinezek, because the rule is that a Shino, you only pay Chatinezek. Why do you have to say Suloi? Because you didn't care and you should pay Nezek Shalim. But since that time, you only pay Chatinezek, no more than Chatinezek. Even though it says Rashi, it's not a Shinui. Hello, okay. Rashi's telling us in the how to read the Mishnah. It's not a Shinui, it's okay. I will offer you Chatzinezek with Suloi. You only pay Chatzinezek, no more than Chatzinezek. The Hilchasa Gemiru is a lot of much of Sinai, and you pay Chatzinezek.
Rashi had to win it this way, otherwise he wouldn't have gotten into the Torah Nisina. He couldn't. Otherwise, he can't bring up this Halakha Nisina.
Okay, if it is such a shout, then.
Okay.
Rashi, no. Right, so Rashi is telling us that this shout in the mission is the normal way. And we've done the Gemara to that Peter. The Gemara is actually mystopic about it. You're actually thinking on maybe it's like the Habiman of the Gemara, that the Gemara's first shot was it's okay. So Rashi always goes with the Habiman, always. Rashi, Mishnah, always goes with the Habiman of the Gemara. There's never a time when Rashi won't go with the Habiman of the Gemara. So since the Gemara presented as two ways, in the first way was okay, and the second way was Shinoi, maybe that's where Rashi went with the okay.
Despite the fact that the Russia and the Mishnah sounds like the Shinoi is better because it mentions Karen first. So why do you mention Karen first here? If you lose kicking, that it's a preemptive kicking.
Right, sure. So but the Gemara, at the end of the day, even with that, the Gemara did have it Saturday. First. That was the first Saturday. The Gemara. Okay. I feel like it had an ethic with Suloi. And that twice the words with Suloi in both these Rashis. Once by Karen with Suloi and once by Tsuris with Suloi. I understand, maybe you'll argue on me. I understand with Suloi means that how many should pay more? We say no more than this. Really should pay more, but no more than this. I understand in both cases why we say with Suloi. It's Karen. Karen should pay Nezek Shalei. No, by town, then you knock it down to Chatzinezek. Knock it down to Chatzinezek with Suloi. Really, you should pay Nezek Shalem. The Torah says, Chatzinezek of the Mord. No more. And all then by Tzuris, you should be paying Nezek Shalem. And Halacha Meshi Misina says, Chatzinezek with Suloi. No more than Chatzinezek. Which is like the Rosh taught us that by Tzuris, the Chiddush of Tzuris is not that you shouldn't pay anything. And the Torah machadish you pay off, rather exact opposite. You should be Nezek Shalim. In terms of a chadish, only chatzin ezek besulor, no more than chatzin ezek. The Torah says by Karen that you pay Nezik Shalim. The Torah says if only then once or twice or three times, then you pay Chatzin Nezik. What's Pshat? The Torah gave us a dispensation that you don't pay your full Nezik Shalim, you only Chatzin Nezik. That's it.
Right, but when you
learn
the mission, that's not a
hitch.
The fact that
first, I'm just saying the word was too low. The word was too low means that that's where we're coming from. Really, it should be Nezik Shalim, they got knocked down for what's in it.
Could Rashi be telling us the Sulo that by Ain Hadam, by Terence?
Well, we haven't spoken about the holiday. Haven't spoken about them. Oh, yeah. Okay, so now we have next part of Rashi. Says Rashi, "Rishus Hanizik Dalma." We must be talking about Rishus Hanizik. The Rishus Rabin, bottle. In Rishus Rabin, your bottle for tzuris. Could the Kimna Rish be came? The tzuris told the Derega the point of Rishus Rabin, and tzuris is the told of Rega. We got a what? Your potter and shusra. That's what the Gemara said. Why do we consider tzuris a tot of rega? What halachas is there? As a lacha, it's chatzin ezek, not like rega. Rega is a chalim. There is like rega, that it is potter and shusra. Okay, so we must be talking about potter and shusra. This must be talking about inner shusra yochid. This rashi is all the shitosa that we're talking about that you kicked it up normally. Because if you kicked up abnormally, then it could be tzuris of Karen, and tzuris of Karen could be even in Rishus HaRab. The Rashi would say, we must talk about Rishus HaRab, and the continuation of the beginning of Rashi that we're talking about tzuris Geochayu. But maybe we must be talking about Rishus HaRab. Otherwise, in Abrami, like Moltke pointed out, it could be talking about even in Rishus HaRab. Fine, good. Next part of the mission. Those are the clear, children are clear. Mr. Ross, and he broke it. We not bow out clean. And the shard of clean that broke fell on a different clean. What we would call tzuris. Mishibra and he broke it. Alarisha Mishalim and Dikshalim. Val Achroi Mishalim Tatinelli. The first one you pay Nedik Sholim. And the second one you pay Chatzi Nedik. Is this mission going like some cause of like upon him? Then another upon him. Pasha is going to have one. Upon him, all you pay. That's in Ezek. Don't just some cause. That's where you pay in Ezek Shoy. Is there any chidush in this? Any chidush in this line in the Gemara? The Gemara said if you trod on the clean and broke it, you pay in Ezek Shoy for the first clean. Well, obviously, that trigger. And you pay Chatzin Ezek for the second kli. Said Yossi, I've got a different pshat to read the Gemara. I just asked you, is it going like Tzumchus of the Rabbanon? You all answer me, it's going like the Rabbanon. And the reason why I pay Chatzin Ezek is because of tzuris. So is there any chidush in the Mishnah? Not really. Those are like kli, you pay Ezek Shalei, but he broke it regularly. On the tzuris, it's all in the chamod, you pay your chatzin ezek for tzuris. No big chidush. That's why Tosfos in the bottom of the page going to ask, what's the chidush of this Mishnah b'chlal? Of course you pay your chatzin ezek for nezek sholem for the first kelim, and a chatzin ezek for the rest. The Tosfos is going to say that maybe you might have thought stamping on the kelim in such a man is a shinui, and that you should only pay chatzin ezek for the first. Gemara shalom not. You might have thought one way, Gemara shalom not. Ever do. But Yossi now is throwing us a different shot in the Mishnah based on what we learned to that later. Now what? Maybe shot in the Mishnah is Dosa like Libra Shavosa. How did it break? From Koichai. maybe we could say those are a kli b'shavas like he broke a kli and then that kli broke another kli. That's the kli that we're talking about, and on that you pay nezek shoni. And on the next stage, that achron you pay, that's in nezek. That's maybe we're talking about a case of koyach koyfoy, and you would pay katzin nezek. And also the mishnah is tumkus. Perhaps we could say that. Perhaps we could say that's the case of the mishnah. It does sound like the Yiddish apostle. The alaha means koyach koyfoy. That could have been a pshat, but the Gemara didn't like it.
Can we say it's also talking about our life, and it's going to reveal that don't reveal?
Come to you, 1 second. Should have seen good, 1 second. Okay, so that was, sure, I'm just, sorry. Yeah, you're showing us in one people. I will say, so, famous story went, I Levine came to the doctor with his wife and said, our leg hurts. That's husband and wife, Goshkin, Kabusas together for many years. Because what one says is the other one means as well. So, okay, so as we were saying,
why do we reject?
Yeah, so let's say the two pshatim we do have, and then we might say a third pshat. Two pshatim that we do have is on the first kli you pay nezek shalem, on the second kli you pay chatzin nezek, and it's going like konon who do not hold the sumpus, and you pay chatzin nezek for service. We have a little question, what's the chiddush of the mission? So he's going to address it, it's a little question. Another pshat, which the Gemara doesn't like so much, is a pshat. Alarishin means on the tzorius arishin, you pay nezek shalem. Alahak means the tzorius asheni, you pay katzin nezek, and it's going like sumchos and because of koyach koyfoy. Gemara doesn't like it because the Gemara says Rav Ashi had the shaylin sumchos about koyach koyfoy. Had the shaylin, therefore we didn't want to say that it's mifurash mishnah. Rav Ashi had the shaylin about someone who's mifurash mishnah, therefore the Gemara didn't go with this pshat. So,
that was worse.
Alarishin means on the Tozas Harishin.
Well,
why would you
think we need that?
It's not
that.
Wanted to, because. Yeah, there goes. There was a reason for it, because the previous line of the Mishnah says he kicked and he broke. Wrong was, why did you pay Chatzin Nezek? Because it's Shinoi. If the tzorius would cause that it is shinah, why should it go with the chatzin nezek? It should be quarter of an nezek. So the Gemara then was saying, well, maybe it's going to be sumpus, it'll be a chatzin nezek. So what to do the next line? Okay, maybe we stretch the next line into sumpus as well. Yeah, so you have to get back into it when you get an altar. We'll be then two daf time. Oh, now a third shot. Now that we've learned the sigils, we've got a source to learn a new shot. What does the Mishnah mean when it says, Ala Achron? Does it mean the second one or it means the last one? You know, simple pshat. It broke the vase at the rishon. And then the next case is the stone. How many kelim broke it? You know, the simple pshat. Just two. So why do we use the word Ala Achron? Say Ala Sheini. Ala rishon, Ala Sheini. Why use the word Achron? The Achron means even more after that. Doesn't make a difference how anymore. Doesn't make a difference how anymore. And the Mishnah is telling us, on the Rishon you pay full, and on any other after that, on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, you pay Chatzin Nezek. All the Achrons.
Shita.
Is it? Is it? Now, if you remember, Ashi had the shayla, the sumpus what's that offer? But according to Rabbanon, he didn't have such a suffering. And we saw in the Rosh, he said that pshat is because koyav koyfoy has the same din as koyfoy, unless you have a new halacha. But means koyachol. From a melech, since the Rosh, according to the Rabbanon, if you would them not, again and again and again and again, they're all chayiv chatzi nezek. And that pshat of the Mishnah here. Ala akri chatzi nezek, says the Rishash. That's pshat what the Mishnah wants to teach us. Ala akri chatzi nezek, the koyach koyachol is like koyachol, they always pay the same halacha. Doesn't make a difference ala sheni, ala shlishi, ala rabim. On the upgrade, is the same one as the second or the third or the fourth. Says that a bunch better than tasting chat. Tasted had a good thing to say. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Well, you might have thought it was very wild. Gemashal, it wasn't wild. You remember when we learned it then, I wasn't happy about this. To have a minute, must come. You might have thought it's wild. Gemashal, it's not wild. Why would you thought one way? What's the answer? It's like a yes, no. Right. So maybe it is wild. So what, tell me what the reason why it's not wild. If it was stomping, then why is it not considered wild? What wants to have a minute maskane? You might have thought it was a wild act, right? This is with Kavana. The Mashalon, then what? You didn't do it with Kavana. Right. So
what's the animal's mindset?
Oh, that's a bit funny. Very strange. Very strange. So Tosis pshat is very strange. Says the Rishash have got much better pshat. And the pshat is, the chiddush is to tell me that Koyachoy has got the same halakha as Koyachoy, according to the Rabbanon, and therefore you always pay chatzi nezek. Tosis can't learn this pshat, and as we mentioned in the show, we haven't learned it, Dafka Beis, Tosis holds that according to Rabbanon, Koyachoy is part of it. So Achrin can't mean last, Achrin means second, because Koyachoy is the mentioned part of it. So this is the different shot. It's not the Rishash, it's very good.
When it's much for a lot of book. Where's the other
one from? That's a piece of an we haven't got there yet. That's how you
know. Was it the other word?
Yeah.
I've
only been saying it.
It's a shame. I've grown a lot of them.
Can't be
shame. That's what I'm keeping me, but I think it's not. You're going the second.
I don't know. Okay, so that's something Yishmael that came out based on what we learned in two that time. So since the Mishnah, let's go over the Mishnah again. Those saw it trod on the cleave. Mishnah Ross and Brookie went off on the cleave, went off on the cleave, and the shard fell on the other cleave, and broke the second cleave. On the first name, Mishalim
In
the Mishnah, and he's a Russian kind of guy, is that a proper Russian thing? Yeah. Are moored to walk in the normal way and break. They are moored, Tanagulim are moored, Berega. What are they moored for? As they walk, they break. For instance. Yeah. It could be the Dagdama for the next case. Oh, yeah. If it has a bucket tied to its leg, or it's showing his heart, so it's dancing, and it shamits a kelim and breaks up kelim because while he was dancing, the stones got kicked up. Mishalim chatzi nezek. It pays chatzi nezek because of tzuris. The little cross was considered tzuris. FCY, but that's considered tzuris. Yes, he asking what's the chiddush on. Tanagoyim, all of them. We know it already from Behema. That thesis is going to be addressing in the second thesis on the page on Ahmed Beast. Right? Well, see, we spoke about it then. Thesis, second thesis on the page says this Mishnah has come to teach us that if it's also high for him, and say if it's in the Torah, maybe it'll be high for. Maybe it would be chayv oifus, prashan chayv oifus. places on the beach. So we'll get there. Says Rashi, which Rashi do we still need to do? The little kosher. The little kosher, right? I call Dover. What does the little mean? No, could be a trick question. Well, Dover, what does the little mean? Anything attached, right? Anything attached. Called Dover, Hanikshab, regal, anything attached to the reg, to the foot, the regular tanaka, called little, it's called Dril. The is to go see the leaf, and then it means buckets. Now this is miraculous. Mishama Khatinezik did little Aino Tsuris. This Dilil, even though it's Titan, it's still called Tsuris. On the page, we're going to learn all types of things that are tied to an animal, and they're called regal itself. For instance, the saddle, the bit. And yet here, this bucket is tied to him, not the bucket. The thing is tied to him and it's called sorry. You have to understand why. The first remark says Rashi Dadi Aduye. It's not talking about when Ezra was walking and just simply broke it, rather he basically threw the chicken through whatever was tied to it. And due to that, it broke. So that's not a normal case of regular. Hidus Nami Kigrinsha. It is Tsuris Shovas Akadim. It kicked up stones and Tsuris broke the cave. Let's see some tastes. We have four tastes in the team. Keita the regal or edes. Keita the regal or edes. Tastes is bothered about the beginning line. You don't start a pig with Keita the regal. First, ask regal what regal is, and then you can discuss Keita the regal. How can you start off? In which way is regal a mood? Regal is a mood. In which way is regal a mood? Don't start with a question. First, ask the halacha. Says Tosfos, I did tell you the halacha once upon a time. On a season, the Beit Kamei, on the previous peg that is Bava and Reis, there's a Mishnah. And there, the Mishnah said, "Haregel moedes leshave b'der hilul." Now we can ask the question, Kitzad. The Tamei. Now let's get the question.
Kais. On a season, the Beit Kamei.
Sorry.
Kais established.
No, it's going on. Koi can mean established as well, but not here. Koi means it's going on. Now, if you remember that Mishnah, if you look quickly in that Mishnah, you'll see the Mishnah brings Shen, Regel, and also Keren. It brings all, and Adam as well. It brings all types of, obviously, Shen, Regel, Keren, and Adam and Mazik. So, we have a question. Why are you now discussing regal? The order of the Mishnah there was Shen regal, and then all the Mamali. Why do we discuss regal, which is not the first and not the last? Either discuss the first or discuss the last. Surely that's the way to do things. Says Rats and places the Imla, yeah, the Posa. If you're going about, if you want to go discuss based on what was the first, okay, listening key to the Shen variation. Put the Shen first. If you want to discuss what's discussed last, here the solik, Altanina, Shoham Mazik, which is an Isaac Adam. So the thing that mentioned last is Adam. Let me read. Yes. You know, one better. Maybe you read it. Yes, yeah, go on. Atayma.
What's the Isaac?
I'm stopping at Atayma.
I don't
want to
read it though.
I want you to, so get on with it. Yeah, if we're going with what was started in the Mishnah, the opening line in the Mishnah, Lisni Kate Lashem bridge, you should first discuss Kate Lashem. We are the Sodic, and if it's going on the last, what we left off from the Mishnah there, the Sodic is where you go away, right? The last thing, the one that you left off from the Otanina, the last thing mentioned there is Shoyam Azim Shusani Dik V'Adam.
Otanina,
yeah, it's learned. The Shoyam Azim Shusani Dik V'Adam is so in the Mishnah there, it lists those things last. So make up your mind. You want to go to the beginning? Go with the beginning. It's very good. Want to go with the end? You want to go with the end? Go with the end. That's hold on. This mission is now reverting back to what we opened with that mission. Shem v'regel kechad chashivi. Shem and regel are considered one type of obvious nesikin. Mishum de shovin b'chaser, they have the same halachas. Which one do they not?
Well, it depends who you go by. According to Rashi, then it's not products by.
Very good, sure. Very good, very good. Very good. So Tais is saying they have the share the same alokas, therefore they're all considered one, Shen and Rega. Well, why do they share the same alokas? They're both Potter and Shusarabim. They're both Chayim and Shusarabim. So they share the same alokas. As opposed to Karen, which is Chayim and Shusarabim. And Karen is.
Has a
tongue. Karen is Hatsin Nezek, and Adam is Adam. And Adam is always even for Oinez, is going to be Chayim. So the Shem and Regel have the same halachas. They share the same halachas as opposed to any of the other ones. So Mela, Shem and Regel are considered as one unit. And not only that, Omechad Kuanaki, you learn them out from the same Pasuk. Mishilach is Be'iroi, or Be'er, Misteachia. That's the Pasuk. Mishilach is Be'iroi, is Regel, or Be'er, Misteachia is Shem. So it's learned out from the same Pasuk, and therefore, it's one unit. Shum, the Tana Regel, Master Shem. Since in that Mishnah it says Shem and Regel, not Gedacha Regel, but Isha. Here we discuss Regel first, the Solik Mine, because that's where we left off. In this unit of Shem and Regel, we left off with Regel. And that's what we're going to discuss Regel first, and then come back to Shem. Show up with that great horror. After Blat the Sugar, we see they don't exactly have the same halachas. There's one halacha different, according to Rashi. That's right. According to Rashi, Tzoris was only said by Rega, not said by Shem, but Shem you would pay. Nezek Shalom, according to the first part of Rashi. Nezek Shalom.
What if you have a Tzoris, like, did you have a Tzoris of Shem?
According to Rashi, Nezek Shalom.
That would be considered unusual that it eats in such a way that things fly out of its mouth and not pinned over.
If it was unusual, it'd be something else. If it was, it's in the normal way. And due to that choice, for instance, an animal is eating, and as it was eating, it knocked out, which is very standard. It would be a high magic shot. An example Rashi gave. Who remembers the example Rashi gave for Shem? Choice of Shem. That's not sorry. It's probably a case of sir. And then it damaged something else. Very good. That's not Rashi's example. According to Rashi, what was the case of a choice of Shenley of Kaim Nezakshani? Glonim, very good. Because Rashi said it must be taught. The Gemara said Glonim. Glonim. And the Gemara said tongue. It defecated on top of dough. And Rashi said it must be talking about they had diarrhea. Because if it defecated because it was uncomfortable and I wanted to get rid of the fung inside it, that's for Hano. And then it's Shem. And then it'd be five minutes. Sorry. The Gemara said it defecated. Rashi explained it defecated in a way of regal and not a way of Shem. Check it out.
The Gemara discusses that if the Gemara keeps on pushing it off, but Mashma we imply from them that if it was a regular case where the animal wasn't in a corner and being dug on top of the dough, that would be considered Shem.
Shem. Shinui. That's what the Gemara was saying. If it wouldn't have been stuck in the corner, it would have been a shinui. It's not normal for an animal to defecate to the top of dough. Says the Gemara, no, it was stuck in the corner, and therefore there was no out for it to go. And therefore, it's stories of regal. So, Drashi, it's a regal only because it didn't have a knob from doing what it was doing. Had it had a knob for what it was doing, it would be called stories of Shem. And so what?
Doesn't
Rashi
then say that it has to be used as food?
That
Shem only can be if it does
a bit before? Because there's no such thing as Surya. Then Rashi has a second shot, which seems to say the opposite. then there's a thing that says a reg of Shen, and you wouldn't be chayv anything if it would be for Shen. The opposite, right? Say that. All the same. So we find that Shen and Regal do not have the exact same halachas after learning two Dhamma. They don't have exactly the same halachas. Shen has halacha. So Regal has, Shen and Regal do share the halachas of Shasarabim and Nezik Shalom. Apart from Tzoyos, then maybe they have different halachas. Even that, it's only in Rashi. Tzoyos clearly learns that Tzoyos of that by Shen there is such a thing as Tzoyos. Tzoyos is not on the base. He's going to know about this Fazir that it is Tzoyos of Shen, not Tzoyos of Shen. So the fact that Tzoyos says they share the same halachas is Gevaldik. The Shitose, they share exactly the same halachas. Fine, very good. Okay, next thesis. Abeinu Moedas. Is the goris? Some people have a gift of Abeinu Moedas. They could have put up thesis. If you have a gift of Abeinu Moedas, there must be these two sentences. Okay, to the Abeinu Moedas, the Shabbat with that little form. The Abeinu Moedas, the Aleph with that. Fucking bullshit. Okay, to the daughter again. The Shabbat that you look here. Yeah. Rocky Brusher. Kate said Hadol the Regal. In which way is the Hadol the Regal? The Shabbat with the Hilucha. Pirush, the Hilucha, he had also. The reason why it's a word is because it goes the Hilucha. The Chaim is safer, Gabi Chen. Same thing in two daf time, three daf after we get to Shen. We talk about Shen, the same thing we say there. The few testament base. Okay, to the Shem Wedes. Lechon is the Rodon. On the contrary, Machidush Kama. Shalishoma Bebe Kama. What Chidush is mentioned in this Mishnah that's not already mentioned in the first page. The first page is exactly the same words. Haregel Moedes, the Shabbat, Bedech, Yilukha. It's Mephush, the same words. So what is added in? Keter the Regal Moedas, the Shabbat, B'derech Hilucha. It's exactly the same words. Therefore, says Tate, I got a different shot. And here read a different shot. The logo seen on the vault. Take out the vault. Vachi Purusha. Keter the Regal Moedas, the Shabbat, B'derech Hilucha. What is chant in the fact that we learned in the first pair? The Regal Moedas, the Shabbat, B'derech Hilucha. So again, the Holy Prussian, Kate said, in which way is it true that Regel is a mood to break as it goes, like we learned in the first period? And the answer to that is, you want to know why Regel is a mood to break as it walks? The answer is, because of the Hema, as it walks in the normal manner, it breaks. So what was added? What was added? The word Kedalka. That's what was added. We know it says in the previous page that a regal is a mood to break as it walks, and it's considered a mood. When is that? In which example is that? Example would be if a Hema walking in the normal manner and breaking, then it's a mood. If it walks in the normal manner, it's a mood. If it walks in an abnormal manner, it won't be considered a mood. So according to Tosfos, it's one long question with one long answer. Okay, to the regal moedas, the Shabbat b'derech hilucha. When do we say the regal is the mood to break as it walks? Answer is, a behemoth is a mood to break in the norm, to walk in the normal manner. If it walks in the normal manner, then it'd be a wood. Says this next line, you have to really know on the base, no? Mikomokim daim b'gemara shakri ha'inu regal ha'inu beima. The next line of the Gemara is, ha'inu regal ha'inu beima. Why do you need two cases in the Mishnah? It's the same thing, ha'inu regal ha'inu beima. So come to Rashi's chat, and the first part of Jesus is good. Same two questions are exactly the same. It's a regal that Moedas, the Shabbat, the Hilucha. A behemoth Moedas, It's the same thing twice. Both places are a bit more difficult. There's all one question. In which way is the regular more that the Shabbat Derech Hinucho? If it goes and breaks in the normal way. So, of course, we've got to answer the same question. So, what's your question that's a repetition? The answer is the regular Moedas, Mareim and Moedas are afraid of everyone. The Gemara, the Mishnah seems to have to be too verbose, too many words. Keter the regular Moedas, the Shabbat Derech Hinucho, the Gemara could have answered, Kedarko, Lala Kedarko. It goes in the normal way. Why does it say Abahimum Edis says those words extra? Says the Gemara, I've got a reason why it says it extra. First of the Edis, the extensions are going to show the Tsuris, not the Bahaka, since it's similar to Tsuris. That's why it's mentioned. Those are like leaves. Hey, Marie, the interval. Yes, Aga, the Shova and Tsuris. Since it shares the same office of Tsuris, not that long, but that's why it's mentioned here. Both share the din of Tatsi Nezak.
Yeah, but the mentioned first. Because Aga, Aga.
Right, not wrong. Because the real focus of our mission is going to be the Tolis, the Tsuris. We say the Av case first. Those have a cream. This case we've spoken out now. Hey, Marie. It's a question. Why is this case mentioned in the mission? Totally unnecessary. It's a Kashmino, the Sol conductor Ramina, the Mishuno. I might have thought it's Mishuno. Kim the Dol Sol called Gafka Choizik, since it trotted it so hard. Shenitis a Sheva of Kliyake, they managed to flick up stones and break another Kliyve Shovoy. Mistomo Lehezik Niskarna, Mistomo it had Kavana to damage. And Mashuron, not. That they put the stasis, but what can we do? This one says that's the pshat. Don't do a pshat, there's a different pshat to explain. Okay.
There's only one mice done. We discussed this a little bit before. There's one mice done by the animal. It only became an animal that is epsinism. Once it broke something. But this is a big, it's a category as a child and broke it for Smith. It's a accepting story. So there's a sahara meaning of mice. I wouldn't feel like I'm doing this. Since it's now in the category of Nizek Shalom, that any repercussion from that one mice would be Nizek Shalom.
Very, very mishra to see such a hobby.
It's really sort of nice kind of story.
Yeah, we didn't like it. Yeah, very sure. Yeah, somebody suggested that. And, very good. Listen, I want to discuss something to you. We're doing Chazar, so it shouldn't take you so much time to prepare. Lana, maybe you do want to be mine a little bit more than normal. So I need to hear back from you feedback about whether we should have share more often during the week. I'm happy to do it, whatever the Tzibur feel learning. So obviously I don't need you to shout at me now at this moment, but during the course of the day, if you just drop me an email what you would feel, and I'll email you all tomorrow, well, tonight, and say if we should have 4 times a week or 3 times a week, or as you can email me and let me know your feelings. Okay. And you can, of course, you can campaign and campaign as well. Culture, have a good day.